I have heard people who teach seeker-driven methodology talk about the Bible in such a disparaging way that the only conclusion that you can come up with is that the Bible is an impediment to discipleship or to basically preaching the gospel and bringing people to faith in Christ. And the reason for this is that Rick Warren, Bill Hybels, and others in pioneering these techniques, what they do is they teach people to go out and do these sociological surveys and ask people who are unbelievers, knock on their doors and actually ask them, you know, are you a Christian or not? And if they say, well, I'm not a Christian, they say, why do you not come to church? What about church is unappealing to you? And over and again, what comes up in these types of door-to-door surveys they do, they say, you know, hearing large amounts of the Bible is really off-putting. I don't understand it. I don't want to hear it. And this is talking, you know, an unbeliever talking this way. And so what happens is that the Bible is actually considered, you know, preaching the Bible in depth in a sermon is considered to be an impediment to evangelism and something that is driving the pagans away from your church. But the problem is that Scripture is clear. Pagans don't come to church because they're pagans. They're dead in their trespasses and sins, and they're at war with God. That's the reason why they're not coming to church, not because you're preaching the Bible.